بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد في كتاب حياة المسلمين مولانا أشرف علي ثاني رحمة الله عليه إن يهدر منشن 25 روحس 25 ways by which the ummah will come out from all of their problems and in the second chapter when he mentions about knowledge so he explains that how must a person rectify this change and how must he reform so he says there are two reasons one in two ways one is you have to find the cause of it then we must try and remove these causes. So he says the cause actually is two things. One is that Islamic knowledge, there's so much of ignorance amongst the ummah. And number two, lack of determination. A person doesn't have that himmat and the courage to practice upon deen. And then as we had read last week, he had mentioned in great detail how can we remove this. That the men must also get knowledge, women also must get knowledge in different ways. Then he explains the next chapter is on the program for the ulama. That the ulama should have it foremost in them to deliver the ahkam of the sharia to the people. And there are a number of ways of doing it. One is dars, that they should impart it by means of dars, sitting with students and teaching them. And then waaz, by giving nasihat and advices, bayans. The main topics of lecturing should be the ills of the society and the wrong practices prevalent during the time. Although other subjects too may be introduced, these should be given less time and treated with secondary importance. The essential topic should not be confined to aqaid and diniyat, but should cover mu'amalat, mu'asharat and akhlaq in detail. The lecture should be given clear without ambiguity. The audience should understand what is being said. The lecturer should refrain from adopting a style of incitement and animosity, and he should never accept any remuneration for delivering a lecture. However, if one is employed specifically for this purpose, then accepting wages will be permissible. The third thing, one is darat, one is waaz. Number three, answering questions, the muftis. And then Hazrat mentions here some laws for the muftis, how they should answer questions. Number four, compiling books. In this field as well, the time should be taken into consideration. The writings should embody clarity and comprehension. If Allah Ta'ala has blessed the writer with an income, he should not sell his own books. Number five, amr bil ma'ruf. Commanding righteousness and prohibiting evil is also one of the programs of the ways in the program for the ulama. In some cases, non-ulama also come within the scope. The non-ulama have to discharge this duty in regard to those under them and those their relatives over whom they exercise control and authority. Such particular amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, commanding righteousness and preventing from evil, is not exclusive of the ulama. However, in relation to the general public, the duty of commanding righteousness, preventing from evil, is exclusive of the ulama. In most cases, it is detrimental for the non-ulama to engage in armed tabligh, general tabligh to the masses, because laymen are not generally versed with the limits of propagation. They therefore commit excesses in the deen. Furthermore, since most laymen are not spiritually reformed, their propagational activities are clouded with base motives of the nafs. Pointing to the fact that propagation to the general public is the exclusive duty of the ulama, some mufassirin have said, in the ayat, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ the meaning is تَبْعِيذِيَّ which sets aside some out of the whole. The meaning here being that some and not all should execute this duty. That the particular amr bil ma'ruf of the ulama is wajib in the following cases. A person does something and is not aware of the sharia's ruling in regard to his doing. The alim has full control and authority over the one who does the act. The alim is confident that the one doing the deed will heed his statements of amr bil ma'ruf. In cases above the three, besides the three mentioned above, amr bil ma'ruf will be mustahab and not wajib. So in these three cases, when someone does something, he's not aware, you've got full control and authority over him, and you're confident that inshallah he will listen to you, then it's wajib for a person, for the ulama, to make amr bil ma'ruf, otherwise it's mustahab and not obligatory. Among the etiquettes of tabligh is to exhort and explain the one concerned in privacy and with kindness. Therefore, thereafter, if necessary, in public, and with some emphasis and severity. On the other hand, if there seems to be no hope of the audience hearing one's call, then ignore them and make dua. Among the branches of Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar is to propagate to the kuffar as well. Such propagation may either be verbally or by means of literature distributed to them. The tabligh to the kuffar should be to the non-Muslims of one's own lands as well as to those of other lands. Although the tabligh to the kuffar is no longer wajib, nevertheless, since the sharia is universal, it will be highly meritorious if this branch of tabligh is also undertaken. Defending Islam against the onslaught of the forces of batil is also a branch of tabligh. To save the seekers of truth from doubt, confusion and deception, the ulama should counter and neutralize the criticism, attacks and false allegations of the kuffar and ahl al-bidah. In achieving this goal, all lawful means should be utilized. So this is the first thing, we have to remove the jahalat and ignorance amongst the people. And then the next one, as it mentions, is how to eliminate lack of courage. That how must a person remove this weakness of iman, which inshallah we will do next. Just mention in brief, the first point he mentions is that association with a Sheikh al-Kamil, Sheikh of the Tasawwuf, by staying in his company, and then Hazrat mentions the qualities of him. The second thing is, when he is not available, then read and study the life conditions and spiritual strivings of the Ahlullah. But never engage in their practices, which follow the advices with regards to the mujahada and sacrifice which they did. Don't ever follow this here. Yes, follow the advices and statements regarding the spiritual purification. And the third way is to eliminate weakness of heart and lack of courage is muraqabah of maut and muraqabah and pondering over the period which will come after death. This form of meditation consists of setting aside at least 20 minutes daily. Sit in solitude and think about the events which will occur from the time of sakarat until entry into Jannat and Jahannam. Think about the future events, example questioning in the grave, punishment by the two angels, punishment and comforts of the grave, resurrection, scaling of deeds, rewards, crossing the bull sirat, etc. So when a person ponders over this, many qualities of excellence, example, zuhud, khashiyat, fear of Allah, staying away from this world, will come into a person's life. So as it says, if a person does these two things, inshallah, then very quickly the ummah will progress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq in Allah.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Month of Ramadan is right here on our doorstep, and the preparation for this great month we see has been done well in advance. It is narrated that from the beginning of the year, that will be from Muharram, Allah starts decorating, beautifying Ramadan even more every year, making it more beautiful for the coming of Ramadan. We also see that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, right from the month of Rajab, 2 months in advance, started making dua for the month of Ramadan, the barakat and the goodness of the month of Ramadan. Also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make dua that, oh Allah, keep us safe for the month of Ramadan and keep the month of Ramadan also safe for us. Many times, just because of, and still unfortunately in many countries, the sighting of the moon becomes a major issue. And the month of Ramadan starts off with that all ikhtilafat and all the differences. In one family, some are keeping rozas, others are not keeping rozas. The same thing happens for Eid also. Still in many countries this is happening. So Allah keep us safe from all that also. And with a clear mind, clear heart, we go into the month of Ramadan. Then during the month also, very sadly also, we find that Darul Iftas have to operate in the month of Ramadan, because many talaq issues come in the month of Ramadan. That was a month for ibadat, but now husband and wife are fighting, and this is the month they found to go in heaven, a talaq to demand or to give the talaq. So Allah keep us safe from all those things. And really, to have the honor, the opportunity, the honor of making Allah's ibadat with a clear mind, clear heart, is a great, great blessing from Allah Ta'ala. As we can understand now presently, and this is all the time, that presently with all these differences and of opinion, etc., our minds are not clear, hearts are not clear. So we can't sort of devote ourselves fully to the ibadat of Allah. And even normally also, For example, a housewife, she has really got no worries, she's confined in the house. What normally we will think, a conservative Muslim home. The housewife, she doesn't go out to work, she got nothing to do with people outside, but she has got her children. This child now, this is a two-year-old child. 4-year-old child, 1-year-old child. Now this child has got this problem, that child has got that problem. This is also all ibadat. But normally what we think of as the ibadat of the month of Ramadan, she wants to make her taraweeh at night with peace and comfort, and then now this child is crying, that child has messed her somewhere else, and all the different things which are happening all the time. And in everyone's life, so to have a person whom Allah has given a free mind and he can engage in the ibadat of Allah, this is a very great ni'mat of Allah, which we should covet for, desire, beg Allah Ta'ala for, that when we make our ibadat, otherwise in our namazes also we know where and where our minds go. This is a pressing need, that is a pressing need. How many of us with our phone today in the pocket, that we after immediately we are now in namaz, and now I have to make this call, I have to check that message. So the namaz is also disturbed in that way. So to have the opportunity to make Allah's ibadat, what a great dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O Allah, keep us safe for the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan, keep it also such conducive, easy, and that we can make the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, many people who go in jamaat, may Allah still leave all the doors open even for this Ramadan. People who sit for itikaf, we would think that their minds are free, but if we have to check, their minds are also occupied. Though they are in itikaf also, and the cell phone has destroyed the itikaf in its true sense also. Itikaf was meant to be that a person secludes himself for Allah Ta'ala. But with the cell phone, now more than before, he's engaged with the whole world. And he's now making a call to this part of the world. Now he's making a call to that part of the world. Now it's this work, now it's that work. He's in itikaf. He was supposed to be only for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. But now his mind is floating around and going. So Allah Ta'ala, with this dua, we should make it seriously. And that Allah Ta'ala keep us and give us this month of Ramadan, that we can be exclusive for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And really, all those people who have this great fortune of making itikaf especially, and there how the heart gets connected to Allah Ta'ala, and how that peace of mind, tranquility comes down into the heart, into the mind. It is a gift which nothing in this world can surpass. That when a person is blessed with this, and a person who is making tilawah, dhikr, etc., spends his time properly in itikaf, he has now devoted himself to Allah Ta'ala. What a great, great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So we should try and get ready for all this, make the du'as also. And then this month is such so great that how many ayat of the Quran Sharif, whole surah, Surah Qadr, is also with regard to this month of Ramadan, Allah has referred to, which all shows the great importance of this month. For that, we should try and get prepared for it before time, and go prepared into the month. As in the first hadith which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah is quoted in Fadail-e-A'mal about Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala, who narrates the hadith that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the month of Ramadan also got the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to focus on this month. The Sahaba were the Sahaba. Their minds were in deen all the time. And in the era of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was frequenting Madinatul Munawwara, what an environment of Medina Sharif. But even in that environment, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is drawing the attention for the preparation of the month of Ramadan. So for us, in this time, in these times that we are living in, and especially now what the world is going through, how much more? Otherwise, a person, his mind is just drifting towards all these things which are happening. And this great, great event of the month of Ramadan, which is coming, it might happen. We are oblivious of out of our mind, the value, the great teachings, the great benefit of this month. Our mind is not there, and before we know, the month is gone, and we were just busy with our chats and with our messages and with our thoughts in other things. And what we had to take from this gold mine, from this diamond mine, from this great, great occasion of the month of Ramadan, it must not happen. The month goes, and as it comes also in the Hadith Sharif, that the month of Ramadan passes on a person and he did not get his forgiveness done. And with the present setup, it mustn't happen. If we forget our forgiveness, perhaps we are piling up more gunas with all what we are reading, just the reading of it also. Then perhaps we're forwarding messages, adding our little comments on there. We don't know what leads a person to where and to what. And today it is really, Allah help us, guide us. It's a matter of kufr and iman nowadays. What message we read, what message we are forwarding, what message we are sending also, such dangerous, dangerous messages are coming. And this is Allah Ta'ala's system of testing us also. So we should be very, very careful. So it's even more necessary that we prepare ourselves for this great and honorable month, that we don't get caught up in all these things. And these are also amongst the tests which Allah Ta'ala has put, that people, the conditions which we all know, we don't have to go further add to it now. We all know what is happening at the moment. This is a test for us. How much will we keep ourselves and turn to Allah and the ibadat of Allah normally? And then in the month of Ramadan, even more we devote ourselves to ibadat. And a person, as Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali said, one sajda that he makes connection with Allah Ta'ala, he says it's more valuable than the 200 countries of the world. And also one key point here, he was about 800 years ago, Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, and he referred to 200 countries of the world. Today also there are about 200 countries in the world. After so many years, there are still about 8-200, but that one sajda, a person will feel in his heart, he's got the sovereignty of the 7 continents. He's got the sovereignty of everything. That one sajda that a person makes, and he gets connected with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah bless us with this. Let us get prepared for it. So in this ayat-e kareema, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala addressing the believers. And Imam Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you believers, O you the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. A believer is really a lover of Allah Ta'ala. And that quality we have to develop also, of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Of obedience also, that is a great thing. A person is blessed with the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. A person is blessed with the ma'rifat and recognition of Allah Ta'ala. That is a very, very great thing also. And a person is blessed with arif of Allah, and alim. A person is blessed with the knowledge of Allah, which is ma'rifat, and the knowledge of deen also. Very great. But above all this is a person who is blessed with the love of Allah Ta'ala. And this roza also is a form of expressing this love also, acquiring and enhancing this love of Allah Ta'ala. To stay hungry, everyone knows it's not an easy thing. Alhamdulillah, our rozas will be short rozas here, not so long rozas compared to other places where the rozas go up to 20 hours. Long, long rozas, and the summer rose us, the heat, and in some places up to 50, 55 degrees. Really, we cannot understand it. But who wants to? Allah puts in their hearts, and little children also keep the rosa. Old people also, and very sickly people also. They will fight with the family people. Well, they'll fight with their doctors also, that I must keep my rosa. My rosa I cannot miss. So that spirit, this is only what love of Allah Ta'ala. And by keeping this rosa, the love of Allah even increases more. And then as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains, that according to our thinking, if we had to make our Shariat, we should have said that after keeping a whole long day's rosa, especially the summer rosas, so that day, Isha also is maaf. Because so lot going sleep early, but not Isha is maaf. We are encouraged to make more ibadah, to try and make our Isha 17 rakats, at least in Ramadan we should try. And then plus another 20 rakats again of Taraweeh Allah has put for us. So because of this love now, because you are feeling, and love is such a thing that a person who are in love, for example, the night with his wife, the first night, he doesn't know where that night went. And when he hears Fajr Azan, or it's time to get up now, he wonders that we hardly still are together still, and the night is gone already. Like that, may Allah bless us with the love of Allah Ta'ala. And also how beautifully ulama have written that Allah Ta'ala made it, the closest a person is to Allah Ta'ala is in sajda. And in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala made extra 40 sajda. Hey, if we have 20 rakats of Taraweeh, so 40 sajdas Allah Ta'ala blessed us, that you come more closer to me during this month. So we are so fortunate. If we make our 17 rakats of Isha, and 20 rakats of Taraweeh, 37 rakats, and how many all sajdas that we make in there? Allahu Akbar. Allah blesses us with this. So Allah is addressing those who are the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. That, and Allah Ta'ala says, really, for a lover, he accepts the commands of his beloved readily. Eh? Where there is true love, and the wife asks for something, a person feels it's his honor to fulfill that. And the same way, like for example, a murid with his sheikh, where there is true love, he will just see what the mansha of the sheikh is. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali in fact says, when somebody becomes murid to me, my first worry is not the islah of that person. My first worry is how I can create my love in his heart. And if I'm successful in that, and he now learns to love me, after that, the whole tarbiyat is over already. It's accomplished already. Because in love, a person doesn't look at the command. He looks at the mansha. The person has the love of his ustad, the love of his parents, which today also, unfortunately, our lifestyle, our education, that we don't know the value of our parents. What parents are, and what they, and when we read in the kitabs, we get totally astonished that how children, what they did for their parents. Today we can't think of it. And as somebody has said so beautifully, that when children, they are still babies, and they become very ill, and it looks like they're going to die, parents will make the dua, Ya Allah, if mort is written, then instead of the child, take my life. So much they have love for their children. But when the parents become old, children make dua, Ya Allah, if you take them away now, is better. Now we can't make all this khidmat, and especially if they become, Allah save us all, anything like a stroke, paralyzed, bedridden, Allah help us, save us, and the khidmat of that time. But we see how people went out of their way making khidmat. So Allah, that is all love. So Allah is addressing the lovers of Allah. And in that also Allah is teaching us, if you want to acquire, enhance your love, then this is also a prescription that I'm giving you. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. That rosas have been made, and see, it's a whole mazmoon, subject of love. Who has made rosas for us? Allah has made them. But yeah, Allah didn't say, kataballahu alaykum as-siyam. That Allah has made rosas. Kutiba, the majhool, rozas have been made for us on you. Because rozas are difficult on the nafs. To keep the rozas, generally, the rozas are not so easy. Now you have to give up your eating, your drinking, and that is very dear to a person. And so Allah used the majhul that somebody made rozas for us on you. It is Allah, but Allah did not want that love relationship with Allah to be tainted in the least, but also that I made rozas, that Allah, our beloved, our lover, and you put us in this difficulties, in this hardship of roza. So Allah said, Kutib alaykum as-siyam. Rozas have been made for us upon you. And then to make it even more easier for us to accept, Kama kutiba al-ladhina min qablikum. Don't think you have been singled out for this task of keeping rozas. But the ummats of before, rozas were made for us upon them also. You are not the first one. Just like, for example, yeah, in the madrasa we have many times the situation, first year students come, that it's very difficult, we can't manage, it's too much for us, and we can't do it. The one way of giving them tasalli and advising them, let's see, those students who are in Dora, they also went through all this. How many students have graduated? How many are in the second, third, fourth year already? They also went through this. You will also go through it. It's not difficult for you. So just like that, Allah is telling for this ummah that all the other ummahs also went through it. So you don't have to feel that it's very hard or we have been singled out for it and we have been only given this duty. Others also have been given. So Allah made it easy for us there also. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And then the maqsad and object of roza, that is very important to keep in mind also. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The la'al of Allah, the possibility of Allah is a surety, there is no doubt of it. That definitely you will keep this roza and then you will acquire the quality of taqwa. And because by having taqwa, Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, you will get taqwa, the people of Iman. Now your friendship, your wilayat with Allah will be complete and perfect. Already Allah gave all the believers, all Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the friend of all the believers. So every person who has got Iman is a friend of Allah. But that is a general friendship. Allah wants a close friendship. So for that, taqwa. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, taqullah. O you who got Iman, just acquire taqwa. And that is all. And you become a waliya kamil. One is a friend, like for example, we go someplace and they ask us, you came from this town? Yeah, that's my town. You know this person? Yes, I know him. For example, Babu Bhai. But what is his name? I don't know Babu Bhai's name. But I just know him as Babu Bhai. But who is he? I don't know. But he's my friend. So that friendship is not that close with that person, that we know more details of that person. So, to have that close friendship with Allah, one is a general friendship with Allah, which every believer has got. But that close friendship with Allah Ta'ala, Allah says that you will acquire by taqwa. So this whole exercise of Ramadan is not just a matter of staying hungry, not a matter of staying awake and making taraweeh and getting up for sehri and making tahajjud namaz. But the whole object is at the end we must see whether I acquired what I was supposed to acquire. That is the taqwa. Has my level of taqwa increased or not? That is the main. And according to that taqwa is the friendship of Allah Ta'ala. How much more a person is a muttaqi in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. The real awliya and friends of Allah Ta'ala are the muttaqeen. Those people who have got this taqwa. So Allah has given us this great month to acquire this taqwa. Then again Allah made it easy. Ayyamun ma'dudat. And this roza, don't think it's a lifelong thing. It's a whole year's long thing. No, just a few days. Days which you can just count. You can count it on your finger. Every day, 33 subhanallah we count. 34 Allahu Akbar we count. So 30, this is not difficult. And everyone knows also. The shaitan plays with us and tells us that long rozas, whole month, 30 days, and we wish that the moon must be sighted by the 29th. But just after a week, we say a week is gone already. Just then, one third of Ramzan is gone. Allah makes it every year like that. It goes fast, it goes quick. Little children are keeping rozas. Old people are keeping rozas. Sickly people are keeping rozas. So this is a great month which is coming. And we have to focus on this month. And tests and imtihanat will be there. Perhaps this year, for all the people of the world, it is more of a test. And all this Allah Ta'ala brings also out to see who is it that will still observe the month of Ramadan. In all these things, and that is the true devotee of Allah, the true lover of Allah, that in spite of all this environment and that, and all the things which are carrying on, he's still turning to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq that we appreciate this great month. This is the month as Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Hazrat the hadith which Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that this is a great, great month that has come to you. And in this month, so many great things we are blessed with during this month. It is a month in which there is one night which is more valuable than a thousand months. What a great gift Allah gave this ummah. And as explained by Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, this was when the Sahaba heard of the great ibadat of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam of before, who were blessed with long, long lives, and their whole lives only the ibadat of Allah. No disobedience of Allah Ta'ala whatsoever. So they thought, we have got short lives comparatively. The lifespan of this ummah has been referred to generally between 60 and 70 years. More also, less also, but generally. And those people live for so long. So how will we be able to make such ibadat? Allah Ta'ala gave this one night. What a gift this night is. And Allahu Akbar. What love Allah has shown for us in this ummah, that Allah knows how weak we are. If we just make our Isha with Jamaat, Fajr with Jamaat, also we get the whole night's ibadah. After that, how much more a person makes, it is up to him he acquires. And as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, that there are so many bandas of their whole life, the whole Ramadan day, and Hazrat Shaykh himself, the month of Ramadan, used to make ibadah the whole night. And the last 10 nights even much more. And in the Khanqah of Hazrat Shaykh also, it was day at night. The ibadat which used to carry on. Allah give us all tawfiq. So Allah has blessed us with this. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wama adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Better than 1,000 months. 83 years and 4 months, this one month, is one night is not equal to better, khayrun min, better than 83 years and 4 months of ibadat. And who will make ibadat for 83 years, 4 months continuously, but this one night. And Allah made it possible for all of us that we just make our Isha with Jamaat, our Fajr with Jamaat, and we get this whole night's ibadat. And then how much more a person makes. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great night in year. And this is a time that Allah Ta'ala, whoever wants to draw near to Allah Ta'ala by doing righteous deeds, for that person, it's like a person who fulfills a farad in other times. What is the value of this one? Mujaddid al-Faisani, rahmatullah alayh, most probably, has said that the whole lifetime's nafal does not equal one farad of a person. For example, as far as namazes are concerned, whole lifetimes of tahajjud, ishraq, awwabin, salatul hajj, salatul tawbah, won't equal to 2 rakats of fajr farz namaz. So, and this is a month that every farz is multiplied by 70 times. That whichever farz we, the whole lifetime's nafal, we are in all. Whoever makes nafal, a person who makes farz might not think himself as pious. But a person who makes nafal, people also look at him as a pious person. Gets up for tahajjud, ishraq, jasht, etc. All other nafal namazes also he makes. But a person who makes his farz, the whole life's nafal does not equal that faras. This faras is 70 times more in this month. And every nafal is the value of a faras in this month. So how valuable is not this month? This is a month, as we read, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, that Allah takes qasam of time. And one of the connections which ulama have shown, have said, is that time is that if a person doesn't value time, then that person is in destruction. That person has lost out everything. And other in front, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. But the time is value. And the time in the month of Ramadan is even more valuable. Allah give us tawfiq. It's not a time for our phones, really. Fortunate is that person who can switch off his phone for the month of Ramadan. Now, fortunate is that person that all other work, and mashallah, there are people, whatever work was there in Ramadan, they would do it before Ramadan or leave it for after Ramadan. But in Ramadan, they devote themselves fully to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the month that a person has to devote himself. And how much nafal we can do. In one riwayat, to this extent it comes, a person who reads one time salawat, durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 80 years gunas are made maaf. Normally it is for the Friday durood that we read about, but in one riwayat, for one time, so durood sharif is so valuable. Istighfar is the kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah, so valuable. Our namazes during this month, we take extra precaution that takbir-e-ula, all our sunnats which are before every namaz, sunnat-e-mu'akkada, we make sure we make them. Our takbir-e-ula, how much is there for us to gain during this month? So this is a month of great, great earning from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We should not be negligent in this month. And fortunate are those people like Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, about himself also he says that from the time he became baligh, every Ramadan he looked after. And we, how many Ramadans are gone? Hey, old age has come. And we think we'll do it in old age. Old age usually comes with its baggage of sicknesses, all azar, all excuse. This now, a person got ulcer now, a person has got, his sugar is troubling him now, then you can't do about it. Fortunate are those. So this is a month where the value of each act of worship is rewarded so greatly. It is the month of du'as also. Du'as during the whole day. The creation, the fish, the birds, all the things are busy making du'a for the person who has kept roza. And when, as soon as it's Maghrib time, Allah Ta'ala announces for the whole night, who is there to ask me for this, for that. So this is a night of du'as. And we all have got our needs. And it is important that we understand where our needs can be fulfilled. And that is in the court of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has given every person the opportunity to ask of Allah Ta'ala. You don't have to have, so to say, our cell phone battery charged, but our battery of Iman, if it is charged. And dua is such a thing that Allah has given us. We lift up our hands, we make dua. Or even without lifting the hands, in our heart, we make that connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So this is also a time that we try and bring ourselves to people of dua. Our Buzurgani Deen, Allah reward them. They make lot of dua that, oh Allah, in the Ummat, create people who are people of dua. People who turn and make dua to Allah. We usually normally turn more and depend more on our own efforts. So much so that even in our deeni circles, if we are making a mashara or something, seldom we'll hear the word inshallah. We'll say, I'll do this. I know, I'll speak to this person, he'll get it done. I've got that contact, but inshallah seldom comes. And this is so important, and that is also that we turn to Allah. So much it comes that when we are making a mashura, then if nobody remembers Allah, there is no durood in that mashura, there is no remembrance, or even just in the heart, or just a little bit your lips silently moving, then that is also a gathering which is looked down upon. It's not a good gathering if Allah was not remembered. We are making mashara about deen, etc., but we don't think that. In fact, one time one person in another country, he was quite angry with our Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayh. He says he leaves everything to Allah. And he was also the Amir of that country. That we also have to do something. We have to do, no doubt. There is no doubt. But to have that trust on Allah, turn to Allah, know that Allah is the doer. So dua is another very great ibadat Allah. So let us try and take out some time for dua during this month also. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever time we can take out specifically for duas. Duas are readily accepted between adhan and iqama. Takbir, those duas are not returned, they are accepted. Dua after farz namaz is accepted. Dua before maghrib, this is the month now when we all will sit to make iftari. And alhamdulillah, by Allah's fazal, environment has been created that people normally sit and make dua. But let us not be... we don't have that attitude of dua. We are just our hands, we are looking around at other people, etc., and we don't know what to. Dua also is a thing to make effort for. And for that also, a person needs strength within himself. Because dua, great, great buzurgs we have read about. But two people I saw who Allah gave me the good fortune in dua, how they engage themselves. One was Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And one was our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. And thousands in the ummah. But who I saw in dua, they are not like in this world. And their whole body is like shaking, like a little baby when it cries for something. Like that, they crying to Allah Ta'ala. We are far from that. May Allah bring that quality within us. Today to shed tears has become difficult for us. But these people, how in their duas, how they cry to Allah. So dua is another very great ibadat of this month. Sadaqah, charity, is another very great ibadat of this month. May Allah bless us with that also. And to give our charity also, zakat, alhamdulillah, which is a common practice in the ummah at large till today. They take out their zakat in Ramadan. And even our other sadaqah, people take out how much we can. Sadaqah is a thing that it earns the pleasure of Allah. Allah becomes extremely happy. It guarantees a person a good mort. It guarantees a person to be saved from a bad mort. Problems which have come, sadaqah removes that problems. Problems that are going to be coming, sadaqah keeps them away. So sadaqah is a great thing. Dua is that ibadat that changes taqdeer also. That even if a person has been written as shaqi, and even if he has been written that his mort will not be on iman, with dua he can make effort and change his taqdeer also. Taqdeer is not above Allah Ta'ala. Allah is above everything. And dua is the thing that changes taqdeer also. So Allah has blessed us. And the month of Ramadan is this month for du'as. And all the problems we got, instead of going on our phones, finding out what this person said and what that person said, make contact with Allah. And make dua to Allah. So Allah bless us with these qualities and many other great, great qualities. This month is a dua of reading La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. That we can't do without these things. It please Allah tabaraka ta'ala very greatly. Keep our tongues all the time with this La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. All the time, if that is on our tongue, this is also a great ibadat of this month of Ramadan. The month of Allah's rahmat, the month of Allah's forgiveness, the month of emancipation, and to be written off that you won't be going to Jahannam. These are the three ashara which Allah Ta'ala has given us. The month of i'tikaf, if not the whole month, the 10 days i'tikaf, and to reap the fruit of this i'tikaf. So Allah Ta'ala, let us understand, give us tawfiq. It is all in the hands of Allah to get prepared for this month and appreciate and enjoy it as what it is supposed to be. And of course, we won't get another Ramadan of this year again. The year 1441, we won't get another Ramadan. It's only this one Ramadan. Last year's Ramadan is gone. We missed out so much in last year's Ramadan. And now, Allah, hopefully, we will get this month of Ramadan. Even with all the restrictions, we can make the most of it also. One Ustad drew a line, and he told his students that make this line shorter. Make it smaller, shorter. But don't touch this line. So one student wanted to rub out part of the line. He said, no, don't touch this line. But make it smaller, make it shorter. After a while, one student, he came and he drew a longer line. So this line became shorter, became smaller. So easy. So this month is now with restrictions, but we can still make the most out of it. We don't have to sit the whole month and complain that now masjids are closed. We can't go for Jamaat Namaz. No, within the conditions that we are in, we can make the most out of it. So Allah give us all tawfiq. One person who had come for Hajj and with great aspiration, I'll make all my namazes with Takbir-e-Ula in the first saf. But he fell ill, so ill he couldn't come to the Haram. He just had to stay in his room. So he cried and cried to Allah that I came with what aspiration. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali explained, and Maulana Jalalabadi, Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah also explained that this person was not an Arif of Allah. Had he been an Arif, that what condition Allah has kept me in, I'm happy with that condition. And you get the same reward also. So if we are not permitted whatever restriction, but we can still make the most out of it. Our heart's desire is there, of course. A Muslim, means heart is in the masjid all the time. It should be in the masjid all the time. That we go, we frequent, we make how many fazilets of the masjid that we all want it. But if we are not allowed for illness sake, for any other restriction, then still we can make the most. But just complaining all the time and trying to put the blame on others, and we don't make our ibadat. Even if we are at home, we can still make a lot of our ibadat. So Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.